Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Kate Delaney hanging with all of you as we slide through into the weekend. The big question is, what will it take to quell the fears, the anger, the protests in Ferguson, Missouri? So many have resigned, have been fired, and have been shot at. Frankly, two cops shot at. Even after Ferguson's police chief was gone. Even though that was announced, it wasn't enough. The city manager, gone. The top clerk, fired for sending racist emails. The police officer who shot Michael Brown, Darren Wilson, who was not tried, who was cleared by a grand jury, gone because he resigned, and countless others are dropping. But still, hours after the chief quits, shots are fired. One witness said it seemed almost like a sniper. One officer was hit in the face. The other one was grazed as well. Both taken to the hospital, both released. That's the good news. The bad news is, why are people shooting at the cops in Ferguson, Missouri? Thursday morning. Guns blazing, SWAT team-ish situation. There was a trail that led to a house where somebody was taken out in handcuffs, presumably the person or suspected person who might have taken those shots. Not too far away from the police station. Even Eric Holder said, the Ferguson police shooter is a punk. But it was Eric Holder's report, the Justice Department's report, that, in my words, African Americans were being soaked for so many tickets and so many violations and so many other things that there were problems in that town, that there was racism that was pretty rampant. So now there are people that have been pushed out, let go, fired, whatever, and yet Ferguson is still a mess with all of this. Starting back in August of last year when Michael Brown, who was unarmed, was shot, and it just lit the powder keg. Who wants the job of coming in? And there's someone interim now, but who wants the job of coming in to be the police chief in Ferguson? What do they do to turn things around there? Ferguson certainly isn't the only place having problems in any community on any incident on any given day. There could be cries of racism, sexism, all kinds of things. There is no doubt that there is a problem in Ferguson, in the shadow of St. Louis, not really a stone's throw away, a suburb of St. Louis, if you will. And then they're really coming apart in some of these neighborhoods. And it's too bad for the people who don't want that to happen, who absolutely are colorblind, who are not looking at people that way, who don't like being accused of that, who don't like the focus on their town being racist and ugly and riddled with problems. But when you have that image, when you have that problem, when you have people coming in from someplace else, or when you have people who just don't care and they're going to kick the can down the road and do whatever it is they're going to do, whether it's set a car on fire, take shots at a police officer, which is awful. I've said this before, but How do you shoot at the cops and shoot to kill, maim, whatever it is, and think that, especially if you're in close range and with witnesses and cell phone cameras and everything else, I mean, you can't possibly think you're going to get away with it. You just don't care. It used to be, even if you were the most hardened criminal, you really weren't going to take the chance and go after the cops unless they were chasing you down and you were in a gun battle and you had no choice, but it would not be the card that you wanted to play. Well, now all bets are off. It's a different day. But this is specifically about how does this town get back on balance, and how sad is it for those people who own businesses who get along fine with all kinds of people but are painted with the same brush and now have a town where, what are we going to see from the police force? Because how do they feel when they're being shot at? How do they feel when they have to put on riot gear and line up outside of the police station? It certainly doesn't create a good relationship. Speaking of relationships, right here at the get-go, we got to talk about this too, since we're on racism and what's happening in the country and perceptions and how it's being portrayed across America. This fraternity at Oklahoma University, immediately the president took action. As soon as the 9-second clip was out where they were singing, dropping the N-word and talking about lynching, and it was pumped out all over the place, two students suspended, SAE house, boom, immediately the frat house, boarded up, charter revoked, done. The president did what he had to do. Because clearly you can't defend the video. They knew that. And actually, students, I should say, not suspended, expelled. Expelled. The house mom at that SAE fraternity also caught on tape saying some things. So now the question there is, like Ferguson, where they're dealing with, how do we turn this around? What can we do? What will it take to make Ferguson calm, to make it right, even though all these people are gone? The police chief, the city manager, the top clerk. At Oklahoma, they're saying, how do we right this? We expelled the students. We shut down the house. Do we have a problem? People are talking about the Greek system in general. Is it rooted in racism? How do we get beyond this? I'll tell you, in my entire talk show career, this is the most that I've seen where we've really had a lot of these conversations about what is racist, what are people doing, what are they being accused of, what are people who are racist not being accused of, and how about people who get tagged with it who aren't, who cannot find themselves a clear space to get out of a scandal that they got sucked into. Not at this fraternity. Clearly, you can see what they're saying. Clearly, the right thing happened there. There is no doubt about that. You can always throw in your 2 cents, 855-266-5283. Each on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. places. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I was toting my pack along the dusty Winnemucca Road when along came a semi with a high-end canvas covered load. If you're going to Winnemucca Mac with me, you can ride. And so I climbed into the cab and then I settled down inside. He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand, and I said, listen, I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert, bare man. I breathe the mountain air, man. The travel I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Mattawa, La Paloma, Bangor, Baltimore, Salvador, Amarillo, Tocopilla, Barranquilla, and Fidel. I'm a killer. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert, bare man.
One of my favorite Johnny Cash tunes. I would take this opportunity to give some shout-outs, and we're going to do this every single week here on America Tonight. Appreciate all the support out there, getting a ton of emails from some of the newer stations in the fold for ATN, and some who want to be part of our little old show. That makes us very, very happy. So WSMN 1590, Nashua, New Hampshire, buried in snow, although it's melting. They've come out of it, but they've had a rough winter, as so many others have had. And you're listening to me in Nashua. You know exactly what I'm talking about in New England. And you got to love Nashua. It's just the coolest little nook when it comes to the leaves when they change colors. I've been through Nashua, and we're very thrilled to be on the air there. So there's my big shout-out to the people in Nashua and the great accents, the great foliage, the great attitude, without a doubt, and we love the support. One of the places that Johnny Cash mentioned in his song, I've Been Everywhere, is Sarasota, Florida. And in Sarasota, Florida, many of you have caught on to the show, and we've been on the show since last summer. We've been on the air since last summer, I should say. WSRQ. And WSRQ has some just terrific people running the show there. And I've actually been a guest a couple of different times in Sarasota and talked to the people there. And I'll tell you what, the Nylon Report, Susan Nylon is just terrific. And she's, like I said, she's one of the people running the show there for sure. And we love being on in Sarasota because there's so much excitement and so much buzz down there. And, of course, part of the excitement and the buzz is over spring training because they've got spring training. You know, you have the Orioles. The Orioles beating the Yankees. The Orioles shutting out the Jays. The Orioles making their home there. And because you have so many people that move to Sarasota that are from other places, they really embrace when the teams come in, as do many other teams in some of the Florida-based teams for spring training. And Sarasota is absolutely one of those places. Also in Florida, in a cool town that's great for antiquing, and it's not too far, I want to say it's not too far outside of Orlando, and I've been there a couple of different times. In fact, I was there and spent some time there last summer. There's a great tea room there. There's the Clock Restaurant. I stopped by the Clock Restaurant and had a great meal there, too. And we're on WFLN, 1480 AM. Rush is on the air there. Laura Ingram's on the air. Sean Hannity. And we're on the air there. And it's just the greatest hamlet, not too far away from, well, it's right there in Arcadia, Port Charlotte. I used to spend a lot of time in Port Charlotte because the Texas Rangers actually made their spring home there, and I used to go and cover the Texas Rangers. So a whole lot of fun, and Dick Farrell and his crew do a great job. So big shout out to 1480 AM WFLN. And don't worry, if you're listening and we haven't mentioned your station, we'll be mentioning it because we'll be talking about all the great stations that we're on here and all the support that so many of you have shown us. We love it. So I always say this, if something incredible is happening in your area, send it to me in case I don't see it. If somebody's done something amazing that you think that is worth a mention, send it to us. We're interested. We want to know what's going on. Like I said, antiquing, Arcadia is a great place to go for that. I don't even know how many antique stores they have, but they have anything you could want, whether it's male-based, female-based, whether it's, we're talking about China, baseball cards, whatever. It may be, and I've done this a lot in a lot of towns, it may be one of the best places to go. Because I think you can get some super good bargains. And I know that they have specials and you just have to go certain times of the day. And it's worth a drive there, absolutely, without a doubt. All right, jumping from I've been everywhere, man, to I can't believe some of the things that are happening across the nation, including the fact that you have this, what we said, the SAE situation at Oklahoma University. You have the situation in Ferguson, Missouri. And it's not that I can't believe that that's going on, but it's the trying to get to the bottom of those situations and where do they go from there. And does this open up a national dialogue that changes something? It changes the narrative, changes who we are as Americans. I think one of the biggest things that we get wrong so often is the fact that aren't we Americans first? You know, people with the whole labeling thing and looking at labels, which it's good to belong to groups. It's good to feel like you have a tribe in a sense, right? But aren't we part of the bigger tribe, right? Of being Americans, we're all Americans, and then break down our ethnic backgrounds from there. Is that just completely naive? And in any race, and in any of these given scenarios on any given day, look, we know there's the good, the bad, and the ugly. But it's flushing it out, and it's trying to get rid of that in Ferguson. It's trying to get rid of that in a fraternity system, whether it's Oklahoma or somewhere else, because you do damage to all the innocents and all the people who want nothing to do with that and are just in the way, and unfortunately get sucked in to that cycle because they're there. Because they're there. And speaking of being Americans, the one thing that we have tackled again and again in this country so poorly, politically especially, because it boils down to that, is the immigration issue. And it was just 3.5 weeks ago that a Texas judge slapped that injunction on the president's executive order to implement part of what he wanted to do with immigration. Some would say amnesty for, 5 million people or whatever. And the fight continues as nothing has been completely resolved there, naturally. And it's about the battle back and the appeals and what's happening in the appeals. So far, the Justice Department has asked that the court lift the block on immigration actions. Because here's the other thing that people are forgetting. Your tax dollars and my tax dollars were being used to hire another arm of the IRS where they were going to process these applications. They were going to help with the applications. I mean, a whole bunch of people that they were trying to throw up to process them, get them in there, get them processing paperwork. And what are they doing now? They certainly can't be auditors, and they can't be, I think, pushed into other areas of the IRS, or at least a great majority of them. So the Justice Department is on the warpath to make this happen. Let's go. Let's move. Because we have people in limbo. What are we going to do? Let's push that. Let's go. And we know that this goes, we know this is going all the way up the flagpole to the Supreme Court, don't we? Has to. Not today, but it's going to. Stay with us. A whole lot coming your way next when we take you to the movies.
The receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams. Been haunted by a million screams. But I can hear the marching feet.
Time for our weekly cheap movie reviews. Let me remind you, if you go and you catch a flick this weekend, and you send me a review to americatonight.net, tell me what you thought. Up, down, crummy, don't spend your money on it. Wait till it comes out on video streaming on Netflix or whatever. That counts. I'll send you a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field, Balls, Brats, and Other BS, which has nothing to do with the movies, but is quite entertaining. So, at least you'll get some trivia and some mileage out of it. At the movies, right now, quickly I'll say this, playing at the movies right now, already winning people over at the box office. There's a couple of big ones, like for kids, Chappie, the movie about the robot, you know, with people skills, like a person. It's raked in $13.35 million. Then there's Focus, $10.1 million. Then there's The Kingsman, the Secret Service, better Secret Service than the Secret Service we have in the U.S., $8.31 million. SpongeBob has its audience over $6 million. This is just recently. And, of course, the filthy 50 Shades of Grey, over $5 million. And I could go on. Some of those movies still hanging around. They'll probably be around for another month or two. Brand new movies opening up this week. Cute movie. It's been around. It's ageless. If you have a granddaughter, a daughter, or you just like the whole idea of meeting a prince, this might be your movie, Cinderella.
God that will see you through all the trials that life can offer. Have courage and be kind.
She'll merely be your stepmother, and you'll have two lovely sisters to keep you company. So I'll know, as far away as I may be, that you'll be safe.
Wouldn't you prefer to eat when all the work is done, Ella?
Yes, stepmother.
Oh, you needn't call me that. Madam will do.
Tinder wench. Dirty Ella. Cinderella.
Whoa. Are you all right? Miss, what did he call you?
Never mind what they call me.
I'm sorry.
It's not your doing.
Nor yours either, I'll bet. I hope to see you again, miss.
And I you. Ella, you have more kindness in your little finger than most people possess in their whole body.
It was my mother's old dress.
It would be an insult to take her to the palace dressed in these old rags.
You shall not go to the ball.
Seriously.
Why are you crying?
Who are you?
That's better.
My fairy godmother.
Nice. Face of glass.
And you find that really comfortable.
Now off you go.
For you shall go to the ball.
They're all looking at you.
Believe me, they're all looking at you.
Where there is kindness, there is goodness. And where there is goodness, there is magic.
I have to see her again.
Are you looking for this?
Cinderella. PG, 112 minutes. Adventure, drama, family can go and see this. Got pretty good ratings, lots of stars. Cate Blanchett is in it. Lily James is Cinderella. Richard Madden and a whole bunch of other great actors. Kenneth Branagh, he's the guy who directed this. And you know the story, right? The cruel stepmother and her daughters. But Cinderella finds a way. We move from Cinderella and PG to a movie called Muck.
Okay, who's the cowboy?
God!
I swallowed his beast, I absorbed.
Oh my God!
Demons like sharks.
I've been West Craven, and you really need a ride. Do you have room for five? In the evening, I'm cold
alone. Then he brings me home.
No, don't, please don't.
It's our only chance.
What are we going to do?
The door! The door!
I'm sorry, Billy.
Freeze
it! I'm
going
to light the marsh.
Okay, okay.
And kill us. I should go get some help.
And leave us here?
God knows what out there.
Billy, you're going to be fine.
You come home for help?
I'm
coming back, boss.
I
need clothes. We need help. And the police.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Which is
apparently worse, and we're stuck in this bloody house. Literally, bloody, with no phone, no weapons.
Blood everywhere!
Should I call the police?
Yeah, yeah, you should have, Noah. Anybody but me.
I'll kill him!
I'll put your name on the list.
Time to go.
Wait! Come on!
No, you haven't been in there.
Wait.
The next thing that creeps or crawls even near me...
Die.
Ben!
Or go back the way you came.
inside before she freezes.
No, I'm fine, thanks.
You're not ready.
All right, you get the gist here. Poorly rated by those who have seen it. 90 minutes, that's the good thing. It's a horror flick, right? Do you like to be scared? They narrowly escape an ancient burial ground. It's a group of friends. They're trapped between two evils. Why even go there? They have to fight, die, or go back the way they came. So I probably won't see it. I doubt any of you listening will see it. Maybe you will. Maybe you like horror, and you'll take anything you can get. 90 minutes of it, plus all the previews. We move from Muck to The Wrecking Crew.
When we're ready to sing, we step up the microphones, and it comes out something like this.
We came into the studios with Levi's and T-shirts, smoking cigarettes. The older guys were saying they're going to wreck the music business.
In the hardcore producing area, everybody knew what went on there. I mean, everybody knew that the best musicians played in all the sessions, but we as the general public didn't know.
They played so well, and they played so well together.
I was in awe then because of Phil Spector. I pulled my car over to the side of the road and said, what am I listening to here?
The musicians were really the unsung heroes of all those hit records.
When I listen to the record, it is so apparent that these guys were just really so good. And you can see why everybody used them.
The Wrecking Crew was the focal point of the music. They were the ones with all the spirit and all the know-how.
We made up a lot of legends ourselves.
We would either augment or totally replace the group.
The public was oblivious that there's this secret star maker machinery.
I had no idea that people didn't play their own records until the Monkees came along.
We were so busy.
I was making more money than the President of the United States.
7 records of the year.
It was unbelievable.
Here's the way that the beat goes on, sound when we first heard it. La-di-da-da-da.
Yes. Uh-oh.
The third line I came up with was...
The beat goes on.
They were the stone-cold rock and roll professionals, and there may never be a group of that caliber again.
All right, so The Wrecking Crew, pretty cool. It's a documentary. I love, 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 love documentaries. The great thing is this eventually ends up somewhere streaming, and you can watch it for free if you have some kind of a subscription. But you got Davy Jones, you have, you know, Jimmy Webb, Lou Adler, and it's The Wrecking Crew. It's all about what that music was like, that time was like, 60s, you know, got 1968, actresses, directors, all that kind of stuff, all in the middle of this, and what The Wrecking Crew did for the West Coast sound. That was the key thing. And it was the 60s and the early 70s that we're talking about. I think it looks pretty good to me. This is definitely one I would watch. I don't think I'd go to the movie theater and see it, but I would see it once it came out, like I said, somewhere streaming. Now we go back to that thing of what is it that makes a good movie? It's the story. It's the story that makes the good movie and the lines that you remember. I mean, who could forget E.T.? E.T., phone home. Or how about this one? You talking to me? Taxi Driver, remember Robert De Niro? How about Han Solo? May the Force be with you. Stay with us. More coming your way next here on America Tonight.
So who else will you meet at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, from Republic Broadcasting, John Moore and John Statmiller. From GCN, Aaron and Brad Dakins, Joyce Riley, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us are the instructors whom you've learned to trust. Surgeon of the Year, Dr. Norman Shuley. Engineer, Matt Stein, The Real Fox Mulder of The X-Files, Dr. Richard Allen Miller, author and analyst, Captain John Reagan, your counterterrorist from Central America, Mike Ma, dental center owner and my dentist, Dr. Howard Shane, radiation instructor, Craig Douglas, author and survivalist, Rich Sheehan, author, Judy Dollarheit, cancer center owner from Mexico, Dr. Patrick Vickers, bug out expert and pilot, Captain Bill Sermo, beekeeper, Jeff Maddox, seedsman, Mike Knox, author, Gayla Pruitt, author, Harry Cooper, food expert, Joe Acapinti, and Bill Whaley, the junk man, March 27, 28, and 29. GetPreparedExpo.com, the largest preparedness and survival expo in the USA.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Attention listeners, SurvivorLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freewaterproofmatch.com. Again, that's freewaterproofmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freewaterproofmatch.com today.
This is Tim Austin, Senior Vice President of Kmart. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year. That's why Kmart is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Chief that comes in line need to learn how to train his officer for more public relationships.
It's going to be hard for him to come in and try to make things better because he's already in a bad spot, whoever takes over. It's going to be hard to come in because people's minds are so set on how they're feeling about the police, everything that's going on.
The only solution to the situation seems to be today that we have to stop the protests for at least 30 days to let people calm down.
Like, you bring more aggression into a problem that already got aggression built into it. Now you're just not breaking the problem apart. Now you're just bringing more to that problem.
It keeps happening over and over again with people who are not from Ferguson that seem to come in here for no other reason than to stir up trouble.
He's going to have some tough shoes to follow because the trust is gone.
Reacting in Ferguson to the resignation of the Ferguson Police Chief Thomas Jackson after he announced his resignation. We talked about this on the air, and we talked about the shots and what had happened. It got a little bit crazy later in the night, and there were maybe four shots. There were a flash of a muzzle about 125 yards away from the police. That's what witnesses described, and that's what some of the police described themselves. There was a little bit of a standoff, certainly, in front of the police station. So here's what happened. This is what happened. After the shots rang out, two cops were shot, but luckily not fatally, still bad enough that they were hit by bullets, one in the face So there's some recovery time there. I mean, violence against the police is not the answer, no matter what the Justice Department's report said in the investigation, and no matter what happened with the police chief, that should not have taken place. I mean, you know, some fool does that, and who knows if we've had this problem before. Are they part of the Ferguson community? Or they come in from someplace else? You know, why do that? It's one thing to protest, to peacefully protest, to chant, to do whatever. And it's another thing, of course, to shoot police officers. It's like that war on the cops we don't want to see because it's pretty scary. And there are a lot of police in this country who are, frankly, looking over their shoulder more than they ever have. So there's lots of calls to be calm in the wake of the shooting in Ferguson. And Attorney General Eric Holder, who ordered the investigation of the Ferguson Police Department after the shooting of Michael Brown in August, immediately condemned the shooting of the two he called brave law enforcement officers as inexcusable and repugnant. He said, "We wish these injured officers a full and speedy recovery. We stand ready to offer any possible aid," this is Holder, "to an investigation into this incident, including the department's full range of investigative resources." Unfortunately, Holder's report helped incite this. I mean, look, he's the AG. They opened the can of worms. This is the discussion. This is what's going on in Ferguson. Of course, there's problems there, but that just kicked the dam wide open. Holder, who was asked about it so many times, eventually said, "Look, it's just a damn punk," saying the shooter was a punk. And there was video of the shooting, and you see somebody screaming, and then there's somebody unidentified taking off, that kind of thing. So the protest that started around 5:30 or so after Jackson stepped down, resigning after all the pressure, the controversy, the grand jury decision, the Justice Department report, clearing Darren Wilson, who left the police department, now this separate report that said that there was a profit-driven court system and widespread racial bias in the city police department. You knew that there was going to be all kinds of things that happened. So the mayor said that the city had reached a mutual separation with the chief. They're going to pay him 1 year, $96,000 of his salary, health coverage, all that kind of stuff. And it's effective March 19th. And you heard the people there saying, "Oh, whoever comes in next, and you know, that's going to be hard. That's going to be rough for them." And now Lieutenant Colonel Al Eckhoff is going to become the acting chief while they search for a replacement. And I ask you, who wants that job? How do you step into that job? What kind of person fills that role where they can do it, where they can calm this area down, where they can bridge the gap, where they can have conversations, where they can stop the insanity? And how do you do that? Of violence that can bubble up if there's another report, if there's another mishap, or, you know, the problem is, you know, it's that yin and the yang. So sometimes things will tilt the other way. And then if it completely tilts the other way, how do you even it out? How do you make this community come together? How do you do that? Who's that person? What person can step into those shoes and do that? And Jackson wanted to stay. He said it was a bitter pill to swallow. He wanted to stay. He was hanging on to that job. But he was smashed from the onset of what happened, saying there was an aggressive police response to the protesters. It was erratic and infrequent. The information that was released, which, of course, it was all over the map when they were trying to release any kind of information about anything that had happened after Michael Brown was shot. So the resignation was something that at least the state lawmakers wanted. And you had the court clerk who was fired last week, two police officers resigned. The judge who oversaw the court system also resigned. And the city council on Tuesday agreed to a separation agreement with the city manager. I mean, this is how many people who have fallen. So I would say if I were furious about the findings of Eric Holder's report of the Justice Department, there would have to be some satisfaction. That's why there shouldn't have been the shooting, because now you're seeing all these dominoes fall. So all these people are out. They're gone. If they're part of what they say is the system is wrong, is rigged, you have all of those people out of the system now. So you would think that you wouldn't, why would there be the reason to do that and to go after the cops? I mean, I'm almost answering, I guess, my own question. But the shootings were so, so wrong. And imagine if both cops will survive, right? But one in the face, one hit in the face. Imagine if they had both been killed. Then what happens? So here's the other news in this. Police narrowed it down because, of course, there was errant video and everything else, to a house in Ferguson four blocks away from where the shooting happened. They went in with dogs in the morning. This was on Thursday morning because the shooting happened on Wednesday. And someone in the neighborhood told the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, the paper of record in that area, that he saw the cops bring two guys out of the house. And that was a rented house, and brought the person out in handcuffs. And the good news, like I said, is the police officers. The officer was shot in the face, has to come back for another evaluation, but both were released from the hospital. Thank goodness. You know, and we haven't seen the last, I think, of these woes for Ferguson. I mean, even Michael Brown's family immediately released a statement and said, you know, do not go after the police. This is not what we do here. The White House tweeted out, violence against police is unacceptable. Our prayers are with the officers in Missouri. Path to justice is one. All of us must travel together. And, you know, one of the witnesses said that they felt like it was a professional job, that it was sort of sniperish. I don't know if there's anything to that or not, because they're kind of keeping a lid on it as they're investigating it. But immediately I thought, well, this is someone coming from the outside to keep stirring this pot. It could be anybody. Crazy. So a lot of people are being questioned about that. They're gathering the information. Good news. Thumbs up to those police officers. We wish them a very speedy recovery. And let's get some common sense. Let's pump that into Ferguson, Missouri. Thanks for listening to this hour of ATN.
One doctor has to say about Extendivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.